translation. You have also described at the end of fifth the various hellish life that result from impious activities. And you have described in the fourth canto the first Manvantar, which was presided over by Swayambhu Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. As there is no purport, we'll read the next two verses, 4 and 5. Priyavrato uttanapadah vashas charitanicha deepavarsha samudradrin udyana vanaspati dharamandala sansthanam bhagalakshanam manata jyotisham vivaranam cha yathedam ushtujudbhihi. Translation. My dear Lord, you have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrat and King Uttanapad, the Supreme Lord, King Uttanapad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, and with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky and planetary systems. You have been very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. Purport. Hear the words Yathedam Ashujat Vibhum in this next verse, text 5, clearly indicate that the Supreme, the Great Almighty Personality of God, created this entire material world with different varieties of planets, stars and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God which is present in every creation, but they cannot explain how all these creations could come into existence without a competent intelligence and the almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. When one fully understands that I create everything by my omnipotence, one becomes firmly situated in devotional service and fully surrenders at my lotus feet. Unfortunately, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and read authorized books, they come to understanding. Although this may take many, many, many births, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanvam Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Saha Mahatma Sudurlabha. After many, many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Vasudeva Krishna creates of everything, and his energy is displayed in various ways. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.4 and 5, a combination of material energy, Bhumir, Apo, Analo, etc., and a spiritual energy, the living entity, exists in every creation. Therefore, the same principle, the combination of Supreme Spirit and material elements, is the cause of the cosmic station. Hare Krishna. So here at the beginning of this chapter, the history of Ajamil. We are already through 5 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are beginning the 6th canto where Parikshit Maharaj is summarizing what he has heard up till now, various topics. In the first and the second verse, Parikshit Maharaj told about the Pravrutti Marga and Nivrutti Marga. He told, I have heard about Nivrutti Marga, the path of renunciation and therefore getting free from the bondage of karma, which was spoken by you in the second canto and also at other places. Then also I heard about the Pravritti Lakshan. Under the modes of nature, by which one has to take birth again and again. And now he is giving some geographic understanding of what he has heard, of universal description. He said, I have heard from you about Nana Narkaha, various hellish planets, where those who are adharma, how impious people are punished. Then I also heard about the change of Manus. Then especially the time period of Svayambhu Manu was described in great detail, which consists of the activities of Maharaj Uttanapad, Maharaj Priyavrat, Dhruva Maharaj. And then he said, I also heard from you about the various dvipas. Varsha is a tract of land, Samudra, Adri, mountains, Udyanaspati, flora, fauna, Dhara, Mandal, Samstha means his positions. Bhag Lakshanam Manatah. Bhag means the part, description of the parts of that. Lakshan means their qualities. And Manatah means also dimensions. How much distance, how much big is the size. So in great Jyotisham, about the various luminaries, Vivaranam means about, as they are situated in the whole world, oh Sukhdev Goswami, you are very nicely explained to me. So he is summarizing what he has heard up till now. And in the future verses also, he is going to summarize a few more verses. And then he will ask a relevant question, that how the suffering people can be relieved from the suffering. And then the whole story of Ajamil will come up. But in today's purport, as Maharaj Parikshit is using this phrase in text number 5, Yathedam Ashrujat, Ashrujat Vibhum. Yatha means just like this, what we see. Ashujat means created in the past. Vibhum means by the Supreme. So Maharaj Parikshit is all well aware. He is saying that you described me all these things, rivers, mountains, forest, stars, their distances, everything. But all the descriptions were as they were created by the Supreme. So he is not forgetting the main important point, that I created by the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada is also picking up this point in his whole purpose, which is the most important point of Bhagavad Gita and which is most scarcely understood in the whole world. That Lord Krishna is the all in all. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. This is a very simple basic truth. That Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is the source of and everything comes from him. Although we have heard this basic truth many of times, but it does not enter our practice. Everyone knows aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti, everyone knows maya adhyakshena prakruti suyate sa characharam, that under my control this whole world is moving. But still, for us to realize that, it takes some time, because without knowledge, first of all, we are not able to see Krishna's control physically. But he is controlling the world. Just like here also, when we are on the road, and suppose we think, oh, let me pickpocket somebody. Or we think, are police may catch me. Actually, police is not there anywhere. He is not to be seen, but the presence of police, the department is present all over the world. All over India, the police department is present, although you can't see police everywhere standing. But its presence is there. Wrong activity, we have this fear. Police might catch me. Because they are present. They are present in their energy form. They can see, they can get witness. Although in material world we may escape, but Lord Krishna is actually present everywhere. He is so present everywhere that no one can escape his jurisdiction. Although we may not be able to perceive. Our senses fall short, or in technical language we call it, they are not so sensitive to perceive the presence of Krishna. Just like there are these electric waves present, waves, TV waves, they are present everywhere, all over the earth present. But we can't perceive them. Only when we have a proper instrument, a TV or a radio, then we can perceive, we can catch them and we can see their sound or a form. Similarly, Lord Shri Krishna is present all over the world. Although we can't at present moment see him, but actually it's not so difficult to take note of Lord Shri Krishna in this sixth canto itself, in the beginning, after Ajamil has been saved by Vishnu Duttas, then Yama Duttas, we know, they go and complain to Yamaraj. Hey, we thought you are the supreme controller. Everything is under your control. But today we are challenged. How come it happened? Like, they got bewildered. First time, someone challenging the jurisdiction and Yamaraj. So they came and asked, please tell us, are you the supreme? Or are someone more powerful than you? Yamaraj begins a very beautiful verse by telling that how Lord Krishna is supreme and how he is controlling the whole world. So it is relevant for us to discuss that verse. Very beautiful examples are also given in that verse by Yamaraj himself. The first verse starts telling, Para mad anyo jagat tashtusa. Para means higher than me. Para means better, higher than me. Anya. There is someone else who is higher than me. He is accepting at the first place that I am not the supreme. There is someone who is more supreme than me, who is actually moving, who is the mentor of the whole world of moving and non-moving things. Then Yamdutas may ask, where is he? We can see you. See him. Why can't we see him? We can even, no, we are devotees, but otherwise we could have also been able to see Yamaraj and Yamdutas. It's not very difficult to see Yamaraj and Yamdutas, but it's quite difficult to see Supreme Lord Shri Krishna or Vishnu. So similarly, Yamdutas may ask, where is Supreme Lord? So Yamaraj gives an example. Tam patavat atra vishvam. He says, Vishwam, you get to a, like a cloth. You have this cloth. Although now you, all of you can, but none of us can see the threads that are, although if we can take out a thread, we can see the thread as well. We are able to perceive the threads which are making, which are running both horizontal and vertical in this cloth. So similarly, Yamaraj is saying, Otam Protam. Otam Protam means horizontal and vertical. Then Supreme Lord is present everywhere. There is, the cloth doesn't exist if you see, if you remove all the, will the cloth exist? Although we can't see the threads, but cloth is made up of only threads. Nothing else but threads. Fiber. Cloth is made up of nothing else but fiber. There is nothing more than that. But still we can't perceive the fiber in this form. All of us are wearing clothes. Can we see the fiber? I can't see. I can see everyone's cloth, but I can't see anyone's fibers. Similarly, the world, but we can't see Lord Shri Krishna. Actually, Lord Shri Krishna is present everywhere. Yamaraj gives this example. He says, just like there is no meaning or existence to the whole world without Lord Shri Krishna. Just like there is no meaning or existence to the cloth without the fibers. Cloth has no existence and no meaning if there are no fibers. But still, we can't perceive the fibers within the cloth. This controller who is higher than me is actually present all over the world, crisscrossing, up, down, vertical, horizontal, diagonal, everywhere. Just like in the cloth you can't see the fibers, similarly you are not able to perceive him right now. Then he goes further. He says, Yad amshata yasya, by his just amsha, what happens? Sthiti janma nasha. By the only Supreme Lord, maintenance, creation, and destruction takes place. Parcel, one part, one expansion. Creation, maintenance, and destruction takes place. And not only Krishna is present everywhere, like Otam, Protam, Patavat, but he says he is also controlling. Somebody may be present everywhere, but may not be controlling. So he is making the point clear that he is present everywhere, and also Lord Shri Krishna is controlling everything. Although you may not again. He gives a little simple example. He says, Nasut vashecha lokah. Whole lokah, loka means all planetary systems, are under his control. Within his fish. He says, just like a bull is under the control of a man, but via medium of the rope. In Hindi we call it lagam. That rope, reins. By the medium of the reins, the bull is completely under control. If someone of her experience, just the father just knack to the bull, move little reins, and the bull starts walking. Again, he moves the reins little bit, bull stops. bull is fully under the control of the man by the medium of the reins. Similarly, he says the whole world is under the control of Supreme Lord. But because we don't see the Lord, because he is like fibers present everywhere, and because we don't see the reins, the reins are very fine in nature, like remote control. The TV or the computer or whatever we call it, the DVD player, is completely under my control. By holding the remote, I can do anything, fast, slow, forward, behind, stop, up, on. But how that control is taking place can't be seen by some razor going, but ordinary person can't perceive how that control, my hand is controlling the earth. Similarly, Yamaraj is telling that Lord Shri Krishna is present everywhere, just like the fibers are present in the whole world. There is no meaning to the world without Lord Shri Krishna. If you remove Lord Krishna from the world, nothing exists. No one can exist. Even it just crumbled down. Lord Krishna is present everywhere, and because he is there, everything in this world has a meaning. And then he says, Lord Shri Krishna is also controlling everything, although you can't perceive it, just like if we can't put a remote or a reins. Then he goes on for. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells, there are so many ways you can see me. Prabhupada says, it is not difficult to perceive. Krishna is present everywhere. And especially there are very beautiful description of Krishna's present in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he begins by telling, Punyo Gando Prithivyam Cha Tejas Chasmi Vibhavasho. I am the fragrance of earth. Everyone smells some fragrance of incense. The pure earth fragrance, some of that can't be smelt in Bombay city, for that, because there is no pure earth here. It's all polluted by petroleum and rubber and things like that, and the sewage. For that, we may have to go outside. When we go out, if we experience when the whole land is baked up in the summer season, and when the first rain falls, a beautiful fragrance comes from the. So, Punyo Gando Prithivyam Cha. But whatever fragrance we are having in this Bombay city also is a perverted form of that original fragrance. So, still we can remember Krishna. Whenever we get some good fragrance or bad fragrance, we should immediately know. Its original source is in Krishna. Punyo Gando Prithivyam Cha. Tejas Mi Vibhavasu. This is very easy to understand in summer season. I am the heat of fire. Everyone is experiencing the heat in the summer season, and in Bombay all around the year. Bombay, only two seasons, more heat and less heat. Like my cousin's sister, she was staying in Shimla once for 4 years. Her father was working there. So she told there are only two seasons, more winter and less winter in Shimla. So yeah, Bombay seasons, more summer and less summer. So it's very easy to understand the heat. But that heat, that things that heats you up, is also Krishna. Tejas Chasmi Vibhavasu. Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu. Tapas Chasmi Tapasvishu. Krishna is the life that gives life to the all living entities. So in this way, Lord Shri Krishna is present everywhere. Then I just see few more of this. Yeah. Then he says, Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi. Tejas Tejas Vinaham. In this intelligent. Then Lord Shri Krishna says that intelligence is me. And then actually Lord Shri Krishna is not just intelligence which is negative in nature. Yes, Lord Krishna is the intelligence, the strong, the tapa, the tej. But the strength, the tapa, the tej, which are good in nature. Directly. And he clarifies that with reference to the point of balam. It is balam balavatam chaham kama raga vivarjitam. I am the strength of strong, but not strength of demonic people. Balam balavatam, of all the strong I am the strength. But what type of this Krishna? Kama raga vivarjitam. So this is a very important point to note. See, many people can become strong, but generally it is accompanied by desire, attachment and pride. If somebody is very strong, then he can fulfill his desires to enjoy the world, kaam, raag means attachment and pride. But Lord Shri Krishna says, I am that strength of the strong, which is free from kaam, raag, vivarjita. Which is vivarjita means free. So somebody, if he is very strong, but he doesn't exploit people. In material world, it's very logical and normal, especially in Kali Yuga. If somebody is very strong, he is going to exploit people. Physically or financially, anyway, if some strong, we see he just exploits people. That is very natural in Kali Yuga. But Lord Shri Krishna is telling, no, I am not that strength. Balam balavatam chaham, kama raga, attachment. And somebody may be strong, he is going to exploit people, fulfill his desires, selfish desires, and become attached to it. But Krishna says, I am that strength which is free from all these negative qualities. I am that strength. Kama raga vivarjitam. But the strength which is with kama raga is also Krishna. That is Maya. And Prabhupada says, or in Srimad Bhagavatam says, Maya is like backside of Krishna. Or a shadow of Krishna. A shadow of Krishna is also non-different from Krishna. Because shadow cannot be separated from the item anytime. Is there any way, by any process, can we separate shadow and the item? You can take the shadow away or close. Shadow can never be separated from the item. So all these negative demonic strength, demonic intelligence, is also Krishna, but it is his shadow. That is not Krishna directly. Krishna's backside we call it shadow. So in that way Krishna is controlling everything. But Krishna is directly represented in the strength which is kama raga vyorjitam. So therefore this material, he goes on for saying, ye chaiva satvika bhava. Anything in this world you see, you understand it is under my control. So actually whole Narsingha arti is like that. Itto Narsingha, parato Narsingha. Yato yato yami tato Narsingha. Yato yato yami means wherever, yata yata. Where I go, there I worship Lord Narsingdev. There I can Lord Narsingdev. Actually, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, is your Lord in this pillar? So Hiranyakashipu was present there. And Prahlad could see. We cannot see. Prahlad is present everywhere, but we cannot see. But Prahlad Maharaj could actually see Lord Narsingdev present. And Narsingdev, he said, yes, he is there. Although he knew theoretically, but he could also physically see. Yes, he is there. And then Narsingdev went up, and then we heard the pastime very nicely from Shikshashtak Prabhu on Narsingh Chaturdashi Day. So actually, by this all knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, we can easily see Lord Shri Krishna present everywhere in this whole world. There can be nothing independent or can do never any sin. Sometimes I reply these questions to BTG that come. And many questions, they the part of Lord. Is this Lord to me, my worship me? Is this not Lord becoming proud? Or here is not Lord behaving in partial way? The questions are trying to justify the faults of Lord, the sins of Lord or mistakes of Lord. Stress in the answer that please understand, Lord cannot do any mistake. There can be no sin on the part of Lord. He is apapa vidham. There is no possibility of any sin on the part of the Supreme Lord. It's an impossible thing. And he cannot do any mistake. He just cannot do any mistake. Most of the questions come like that. Because what happens is people try to understand the Supreme Lord. Power. Oh, if I do like this, then it is a mistake. It is a basic beginning teaching which Krishna is giving in the Bhagavad Gita. Very simple. As I said, Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravarta is a very simple teaching. But it's quite takes many years to digest. Another teaching, which Lord Shri Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, is if you understand the Lord properly, for example, he says in the fourth, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evamyo Vetti Tattvataha Deham Punar Janma Naiti. Who knows Krishna's activities and birth are Divya. One question came like this. When we take birth, it is said that we undergo a lot of pains, like equal to death. But why did Krishna suffer so much pains during? So the whole idea is trying to understand the question, why do Krishna suffer? Did he suffer like us when he took birth from Devaki's womb? The whole idea is not understanding this one principle. That Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Krishna's birth and activities are not as our birth and activities. They are just transcendental, beyond our conception. Achintya khalue bhava. Achintya means beyond our conception. We can't even conceive in our mind. Conceive in our senses, physical senses, eyes, nose. We can't conceive in the... So achintya. If we just understand this simple principle and we get free of all doubts about Krishna's pastime. Why did Krishna did that? Why did Krishna? So many questions they come. Janma karma, chame divyam, evam yo veti tatvatah. One who knows this properly. Very easy. He says, taktva deham. When he gives up this body, he never comes back. He goes back. He also says, namam karmani limpanti, name karma phales. No actions, no reactions of my actions bind me. Namam karmani limpanti. Name, and I don't desire any reactions or fruits. Iti maam yo bhi janati karma bhir na sabadhyase. One who knows me that no reaction can bind me, he is also not bound by any reaction. So very easy Krishna is giving. Namam karmani limpanti. Iti yo bhi abhi janati karma bhir na. One who understands that karma cannot bind me or I don't desire any fruits by karma. So easy statements Lord Sri Krishna is. Understand, like people ask this question. Why did Gandhari Sharp act on Krishna? You know, this curse. No, it cannot bind Krishna. Nothing can bind Krishna. No curse or all these things or karma can't bind Krishna. Very simple fact. Namam karmani limpanti. And one who understands karma bhir nasa badhyate. He also, one who understands that Krishna cannot be bound by karma, he karma. Such an easy benediction Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita everywhere. Know me, I am transcendental, you come to me. Just know me that I cannot be bound by reactions, you are also not bound by reactions. You don't need anything, you have to just have that faith. You have to understand the logically, philosophically, and by devotion that Krishna cannot be bound by any karma. Krishna's activities cannot be understood by through our framework. Real moral rules and regulations. Why did Krishna steal butter? These common questions are there. Answer is only one. Janma karma chame divyam. Answer is only one. And then there can be detailed answers further on. The first step one. And it's very, one who knows, free. One who knows this perfectly is free. Karma, Krishna is telling. Karma bhir nasa badhyate sa. He is not bound by any karma. If he knows that Krishna is not bound by any karma, he is also not bound by any karma. So this is very important. Because, why? Because if Krishna is divya, his activities are, he is controller of everything, then we understand that I am not the controller. Well, up till we don't understand Krishna is the controller, we think we are the controller. Or we think 50-50, thoda control Krishna ka, thoda control mera. Sometimes we become devotees, we think, Krishna is also controller, but I am also controller. Krishna is also enjoyer, I am also enjoyer. And then still we are bound. Still we are bound. Understand Krishna is the only controller. Krishna is the only enjoyer. He is everything. Bhoktaram yanya tapsam sarva loka. Not even a square inch or square millimeter or a land that can come on the head of a needle is under my jurisdiction or for my... Once we understand this, then that is tantamount or understanding Krishna's activities are divya. And because this understanding of Krishna's divya activities is connected with the egoistic controller mentality. If we understand Krishna is divya, then we understand Krishna is controller and enjoyer. And then we are not. And if we are not controller and enjoyer, then how can we be bound? We cannot be bound to this material world. Therefore, our bondage and freedom depend on this understanding of Krishna's transcendental nature. Divya. We are the doer. Lord Shri Krishna taught Gita, and again he is beyond mistake. So he told perfectly. All the 18 chapters are perfect instructions for all the human beings in the whole world. There is nothing, Krishna should have stressed this point more. Or why did Krishna stress this point so much? Nothing like that. Whatever is given in Bhagavad Gita is perfect for all the human beings. It is perfect. That is his perfect instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad chapter, second sixth chapter, last sixth chapter. that although every verse of Bhagavad Gita concludes with bhakti, but still analytically it appears that the first six chapters are telling us how to do the actions with renunciation, without attachment to fruits. Second chapters are about devotional service, pure devotional service. And last six chapters are telling us of this whole material world, the three modes of nature, the doer, the action, the knowledge, knower, rajogun, sattvogun, tamogun. Last six chapters are dedicated to this, except the 18th chapter last half, where he is concluding again with bhakti. So this knowledge, Krishna could have given bhakti everywhere. Just like once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, why you write so many books if essence is chanting Hare Krishna? Prabhupada said, actually I should write, I don't write Hare Krishna mantra in every purport, every translation. Every translation, every Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. But we will not accept that. For us to make us chant always Hare Krishna, he has to give so many purports. Similarly, the essence is Sarva Dharman Parityajya. But right now, for us to make us understand and accept that, Krishna has to speak so many Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, what is nature, what is soul, what is three modes. All these topics were given by Lord Shri Krishna in a great description, a great length, not for just, Krishna is not interested into intellectual exercises, like modern day philosophy. Important for devotees to advance them in spiritual life, and therefore he has spoken. Although knowledge of three modes, or knowledge of who is the doer, or the knower, or prakriti, or kal, has directly nothing to do with bhakti. But still Lord Krishna has spoken at great length, because he has not done mistake, but he has done perfectly for all the conditioned souls, because he knew, ultimately it's Sarva Dharman Parityajya. But for us to be convinced of that, and to take that step of Sarva Dharman Parityajya, we require all this knowledge. And therefore, in this whole world, as I said, if we understand Krishna is the enjoyer, then we are not the enjoyer. If we understand Krishna is the doer, then we are not the doer. And Lord Shri Krishna, again summarizing the whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita, he culminates very nicely. Eloquence, we heard. Eloquence means sublime truth spoken very shortly, in few verses or few words, not just long, dragging paragraphs and pages. So whole chapter, Krishna speaks in great detail. Five, six chapters for first six sections. Six chapters for next six sections. And five chapters fully and some 18 chapters also some part. Basically 18 chapters like conclusion for the third section. But again in the 18th chapter, he within few verses, within five verses, he concludes or summarizes the five chapters. And gives the whole thing again. So especially about this not doer, or Krishna is a doer, Lord Krishna summarizes in the beginning of 18th chapter very beautifully. And gives the essence. I'll just read 2-3 verses. He says, concluding the first six chapters, now we are discussing the conclusion of whole Gita, studying the whole Gita, about actions, how to perform actions. We have to understand that we cannot give up actions right now, everything. It's not possible for us to give up actions. So understanding this reality, Lord Krishna is telling how to perform the actions. In one line, one verse he is concluding. In the sixth verse of 18th chapter, he says, Etanyapi tu kaunteya, 1 minute. Etanyapi tu karmani, sangam tektva falanicha, kartavya niti me partha, nischitam matam uttamam. Lord Krishna is now in this verse summarizing the first six chapters. He is telling, Etanyapi tu karmani, your prescribed duties. How you should do? Kartavya. Kartavya niti me partha. You should do it like duty. Prescribed duty. Like paying tax. As we discussed, we don't pay tax because we like it. We pay tax because it is our duty to pay. Similarly, Krishna is saying, whether you like or don't like your activities, you do it as a duty. But sangam tektva falanicha, be free from the attachment to the work, and also be free from the fruits of work, but still do it as a duty. So this is the summary of first karma yoga. Karma yoga, jnana karma yoga, jnana karma, sannyas yoga, all these first chapters. What is Krishna summarizing? Do your actions, karmani, as a duty without attachment and without expectation of fruits. Nishchitam matam uttamam. That is my final opinion. The next six chapters of three modes of nature and who is the performer, who is doer, I am the doer, or Paramatma is the doer, or Prakriti is the doer. Who is the doer? Krishna summarizes. He says, for every action, Panchetani Mahabaho Karnani Nibodhame. There are five ingredients, including every action. The sthan, the doer, that is the soul, the effort, and ultimately, Daivam, that is supreme. He says there are five causes, but the final cause is supreme. And one who understands that Krishna is the supreme controller and now he is free from ego. If he works, what happens? Because Arjuna is going to fight. Lord Krishna states very explicitly. He says, Yasya naham krutho bhavo, yasya na aham krutho bhavo. One who has no bhav of ahankar, and I am the doer, he knows Krishna is the final controller. Buddhir yasya na lipyate. I am not a doer. Krishna is doer. But mind is attached. Buddhi is into attached. Buddhi is into the object of work. So Buddhi, Krishna is clarifying. You are not a doer and also your intelligence. That is, you are not the enjoyer. See, one is okay. I may say, I am not a doer, so let me enjoy anyway. I am not a doer, so let me go and enjoy in some hotel. And there is lipyate means Buddhi is getting attached to the activities. So Krishna is saying, you are not a doer and your intelligence should not also be attached to the activities. Buddhi yasyana lipyate. Then, if these two conditions are fulfilled, yasyana aham kruto bhavo, buddhi yasyana lipyate, then Krishna is giving a very strong statement. Very, we can say, revolutionary. What is saying? If you fulfill these two conditions, that you have no ahankar and your intelligence or mind, buddhi is also not attached to the work, then hatvapi sa imal lokal lokan, even if you kill in this world, Arjuna has to kill millions of people, hatvapi sa imal lokal na hanti na libbadhate. Krishna is telling, if you can fulfill these two conditions of no ego and no buddhi lipyate, then even if you kill in this world, you are not killing and you are not bound. So that is the summary of last six chapters. Knowledge, developing our knowledge. First is do your duty, action. Then developing our knowledge that you are not a doer. While doing your duty as a kartavya, still you may have desire, okay, I am the doer, but I am doing as a duty. I am the doer, I am doing as a duty, but I want to enjoy. That can be there. Like we pay the taxes, but then you also want to enjoy. And so the first chapter was there, so first conclusion, that do it as a duty. That is first level. Don't do it because you like it or no like it. As a duty. Next level is, do it as a duty, but you are also not the doer, and also you are not the enjoyer. So, na aham kruta bhavo, na buddhi lipyate. If these two conditions can be fulfilled, Krishna is saying, even if you kill someone, or Arjuna, you are not the killer, you are not bound. If someone can come to this level of jnan, and then if he is acting, then he is not going to be bound by reaction. If one can understand that I am not a doer by knowledge and is convinced of it up to the core of his heart, he is not attached, buddhi rasena lipyate. If even he kills, what to speak of any other activity, even if he hatvap, Krishna has to tell hatvapi, because that is the very grave action. And Arjuna has to perform millions of killings now. Within 18 days of battlefield, Arjuna is expected to kill millions of people. And therefore Krishna is telling, if you develop these two stages, Arjuna's whole idea was that I will be bound by sinful activities. And then his idea was, if you develop these two stages, na ahankruta, na buddhi lipyate, then even if you kill, you are not killing Arjuna. And you are not bound. A very bold statement, but strong and true statement Krishna is giving. After summarizing this second section of Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, then Lord Shri Krishna moves on to again tell in detail the whole essence of Bhagavad Gita, that is surrender to me, which is the crest instruction, sarva dharman parityajya. So in this way we should understand, summarize what we discussed, that this whole world, there is Krishna everywhere. If we have proper vision, we can't miss Krishna. Just like in this world, wherever we go, if we are doing something wrong, we are fearful of police. Not that police station is everywhere. Every road there is police station or a Havaldar is standing. But we are fearful of police wherever we do wrong. Wherever we do wrong. Similarly, Krishna is present all over the world, even though we may not be able to see it. Just like the examples you are given of the cloth and the fiber. Only because the fiber, there is everywhere fiber, cloth is there. If the fiber is removed, if Krishna is removed, there is no meaning to the universe. And Krishna is not only present everywhere, he is also controlling the whole universe. Like the rains, through the medium of rains, through the medium of this material nature, Prakruti. And then, knowing this, we should surrender to Krishna. We should first perform our activities as a matter of duty. And also while performing our activities, we should not be thinking, I am the doer and I am attached to the fruits. And then further, we should be offering them to Lord Shri Krishna. And if we can achieve that, then whatever we are doing up to the level of even killing, you will not be bound by reactions. Hare Krishna. Anidhar Prabhu has some comment or... On. Upar kiji, upar. Button ko upar kiji. On. Increase. Okay, we can hear. How about the free will? Is it a computer chip is there, where everything is absolutely computerized in the brain, what comes in? But is there any free will? Yes, I'm getting the answer, but I'd like to hear from you how much. Yes, so what is the role of free will in this whole description? First of all, in Bhagavatam it is explained that the soul has free will, but it is also mercy of the Lord. Just like we have free will to do this business or that job, but that is by the mercy of government. A government supports Article 144, no coming together in four groups, or emergency, then you cannot do a certain business. We may have free will to open some hotel or something, but government can make some rules. So free will we have, but it is by the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. That is the first point. We are going to state few more points. But the first point, whatever free will is there, whether we discuss or not, or whether it is existing somewhat, little, more, less, or no, it is only by the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. Second point is animals, the souls in the animal bodies, doesn't have any free will because they are just reaping the effects of their actions which they have been performed. Whatever actions have been performed, they are reaping the, just like person who is very thoroughly sinful and is thoroughly breaking the laws of God, laws of land. He is just put up in a chamber of 3 feet by 3 feet with hands, legs fully chained. He has absolutely no free will. Similarly, animal life is like that. They are completely controlled by Prakruti. In human life, there is some free will available. And that free will actually has some meaning when you take to spiritual life. This free will is like this. Suppose there is a drunkard who is too attached to drinking. Suppose, example. And there is one room. And in that room, there are many liquor bottles. And we say the drunkard, we push him in the room. We close the door and tell him, if you like, you drink, or if you like, you don't drink. So drunkard has free will. He can drink or he may not drink, but everyone knows what he will do. What he will do, everyone knows. He is going to drink. But still he has free will. It is possible in this world that he has free will, but still we know what he will be doing. He is going to drink it. In a similar way, Krishna can do. Krishna knows everything what you are going to do, but still you have free will. In this material world, we know, drunkard, to andar ghuse to pine wala hai. He is going to drink, but still he has free will. Similarly, in this world, we have free will, whether to do sin or not to sin. But still Krishna has the power to know what you are going to do. Sometimes people ask if Krishna knows how we have free will. But here we all know what he is going to do. But still that, if we can do, why can't Krishna do? Krishna is a super, if we small soul can do something like that, Krishna can do. So that free will is there under the mercy of Krishna. In this human life, then we have to move on to the little technical knowledge. But let us discuss. You are all devotees. In human life, if someone is under the effect of mode of ignorance, tamogun prabhav from childhood, born, tamogun means envious, kill him, or destructive things and lazy things. Tamogun means harm other people or take some intoxications and sleep and harm yourself. Not even enjoying. Enjoying comes in mode of passion. Tamogun means harm other. Isko maro, usko pheko, patthar pheko, something, all these things. Or drink yourself, smoke, and then you are enjoying. So those who are in mode of ignorance, their free will is very, very, very less. Almost zero, like animals. Those are in mode of passion, their free will is little bit. The valve is opened little bit more. The flow of water is little more. The passion means they don't do all these negative, harmful things. But they want to enjoy. Let me get this, let me have, like, possessions, wealth, house, all this, enjoy. For myself, trying to enjoy, work very hard for enjoyment. Their valve is also quite small, but a little more than valve, opening of valve is also quite small, but little more than, because ignorant people have no intelligence, or if they are not using their intelligence. Passionate people have intelligence, but they are using it for enjoyment. So if they can think at least of something higher, if they get association of devotees, they have that power to think of something higher, so that valve is little open. But still it is quite closed. People in the mode of goodness, their free will is little much more. They are not attached. They are already doing it as a duty. They are already on the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. They are just doing their job as a duty. Not attached. Everything is nice. Why to trouble others? Why to get so much to enjoy? I am happy, satisfied. So from that level to go further to bhakti is more easy. So the valve is little more open. But this wall, free will wall, doesn't change more or less. They remain as it is. A passionate man will remain passionate or ignorant, or he will move a little bit more. It cannot go beyond certain limit until someone takes to spiritual life. When someone takes to spiritual life, then only he can open up his free will completely. Otherwise, your free will in human life will be limited to passionate, ignorance and goodness, little more or less. But you can't go beyond some limit. Even in goodness, you are bound. Only till first six chapters. You have to move ahead. So to move ahead of that, you have to get knowledge and then bhakti. Only when we get bhakti, then our free will is actually completely opened up. And then we have free will to devote to Supreme Lord. And then we have free will to not to take to sin. In ignorance, he has free will to not to take to sin. But that free will is like free will of a man push into the room of not to drink. Very less. The person who is pushed, that example which I discussed, who is pushed into the room with liquor bottles and he's a drunkard, his free will of not drinking is very, very less. That is like an ignorant man. He has free will. He can avoid sinful activity, but that his free will is very less. But he has. Ignorant man, the drunkard in the room has free will and maybe once a while he may not drink. But that free will is very less. Only it may open up further only when one takes to devotional service. And that can come when we get in contact with some devotees and their mercy comes in the form of holy name, prasad, books, or even seeing devotees' mercy comes because, hey, Hare Krishna wala, mercy has come. Even seeing devotees' mercy comes. If a devotee gives us some prasad or book, that is a lot of mercy. Then our free will starts opening. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.